multiverses, dimensions, spirits, and extraterrestrials. Some places just seem to be magnets for the paranormal. I think most of us have heard about old hospitals, prisons and such still being haunted by past residents. Many people claim to not believe in ghosts or spirits, whatever you want to call them. But put them into a situation with the lights out and alone in one of these places and most likely they will become just as scared as anyone else. There has been at least one case which is said to be true where a perfectly normal man was dropped off in one such place who professed to be a non-believer and when the people came back to get him, his hair turned white. The cases which are the hardest to disprove are the ones where there were police who answered a call for help and when they got to the home, they found a terrified couple who were having things thrown at them and yet no one else could be seen. Another case was where a policeman was on the night shift in a police station which was going to be closed in a couple of days, so he was by himself. As he sat by his monitor, he could see strange things going on outside, but no one could be seen causing them. Other times what seems like a spirit turns out to just be a plastic bag blowing in the wind. There are unexplained videos which seem to be genuine which show what looks like spirits. Experts have examined some of them and yet they cannot explain what the film shows or even that it was a hoax. The world is full of strange unexplained things. This brings me to the subject of multiverses. Could it be there really are multiverses and could it even be true they sometimes touch ours allowing strange creatures from them to get into our dimension? There are those who believe this. Does this mean it's true? Is much of the paranormal not paranormal at all, but is caused by that connection? If this turns out to be the case, we are really dealing with extraterrestrials from another dimension. Wait, are we really? If their dimension is also Earth-based but it is invisible to us most of the time, would they still be extraterrestrials? I don't think so. We would need a different name for them. How about interdimensional beings? We look at the universe and are in awe at its vastness. Imagine if there are also other dimensions. Each one could also use the universe as its base, making the universe that much vaster. Years ago, I saw a television show in the 1950s and the premise was there was other life we couldn't see sharing the same space on Earth with us, but not only were they invisible, we were unable to make any contact with them. That was until a scientist invented a machine which would not only allow us to see them, but them to see us and interact. It turned out they were vicious animals of some kind which could float through the air, not intelligent beings. While this was only a show, there is much talk today about there being other dimensions. Think of the ramifications of this. Our planet could be the home for hundreds or thousands of creatures living here and we would have no present way of knowing this. Another thing to think about is just because we cannot see or feel them, doesn't mean they are not aware of our presence. They might be much more sensitive to our presence than we are to theirs. Remember how limited our vision is. It has been suggested that at least some might have bodies which are not solid and more like a form of plasma. We could be passing through them every day and not realize it. Before you say that would be impossible, let me tell you about neutrinos. They are particles from space that pass through our bodies at the rate of billions a second and we never give this a thought. We know about them because we have built detection stations deep under the Earth which can detect them as they pass through. I don't buy the idea about multiverses which states there are different versions of us in each one. It just seems too far out to me. Also, so does the idea there are so many multiverses that every decision we ever could have made is made by our lookouts, who are in their own dimension. It reminds me of the old saw. The one where you keep doubling the number of pennies and in a month you would have over $5.5 million. The number for a root for every decision you could have made would be far larger. Remember, there are also over 8 billion people living on the Earth, so this would quickly create almost impossible numbers. On the other hand, could there be beings living in our dimension, not another one, which might be hiding from us, or using some sort of cloaking technology we just began to invent? There are those who believe we have been watched since we first appeared on this planet. Some people believe we are being watched by space aliens. Others think maybe an ancient advanced race is monitoring our society. Then there are those who suspect angels are keeping tabs on us. There have been reports of people seeing angels, or at least what they thought were angels. There have also been reports of people seeing extraterrestrials, and in some cases interacting with them. Even Bigfoots have been seen exiting a beam from a UFO. Is it just me, or do many others think there are unexplained things going on in relation to the planet? When we give this some deep thought, it would be very easy to misidentify ghosts, extraterrestrials, and even transdimensional beings. Then there is the just plain mistakes made of misidentification of a thing which I talked about before. I have come to the conclusion there are many mysterious things going on which we currently have no explanation for. If we could jump ahead a couple of hundred years or more, we might find people at that time have managed to contact some of these beings, and this contact has become quite ordinary. On the other hand, perhaps the idea of a multiverse and other dimensions has evaporated by then, and we are left only with extraterrestrial contact, which might in itself sometimes be very weird. For all we know, they might even be living crystals.